Well, last week, a federal judge did grant the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency a nearly six-month extension on the deadline to establish new federal water pollution limits in Florida. The issue involves setting numeric background limits for nutrients, including phosphorus and nitrogen compounds. The EPA filed an extension request saying it needed more time after U.S. District Judge Robert Hinkle in February tossed out the pollution limits that some Florida officials and industry groups objected as too costly. Over a year ago, the Florida Cattlemen's Association and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association filed a lawsuit challenging the EPA's determination letter and final rule establishing numeric nutrient criteria for waters in Florida. And Ashley Lyon McDonald, Deputy Environmental Counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, said EPA has yet to actually accept what the Florida DEP will be doing. And thus the lawsuit challenging EPA's determination letter and final rule establishing numeric nutrient criteria for waters in Florida continues.
Now, with that being said, they have the implementation date moved, and so that date will come in the next few months. So producers across the state of Florida will have to, you know, deal with this ruling on the federal criteria unless the administrator goes through and actually withdraws the federal criteria and approves the state criteria, which I hope that she will do, realizing the huge costs that the federal criteria will put on producers across the state.
Now, back in February, Governor Rick Scott did sign House Bill 7051 exempting the proposed state rules from ratification by the legislature so they could be sent to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency for review. The EPA had faced a June 4th deadline for signing a proposed federal rule for streams other than those in South Florida, but Hinkle agreed in an order this past week to set a November 30th deadline for those streams and a July 20th deadline for the South Florida streams. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.